Charles Barkley once famously said that he was misquoted in his own autobiography. Many, if not most, of the famous actors, athletes, and politicians who write a memoir use a ghostwriter. Hillary Clinton, David Beckham, Keith Richards, to name a few. Top-tier ghostwriters can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. As NPR's Gabriela Emanuel discovered, it's their reward for channeling somebody else's ego.
David Fisher has written over 70 books. He's ghostwritten quarterback Terry Bradshaw, attorney Johnny Cochran, and actor and comedian Leslie Nielsen. And to see how he does it, you have to go down to the basement.
It's a real mess down there.
Boxes and boxes of cassette tapes.
I have literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tapes.
On those tapes, in Fisher's basement in the Bronx, are the lives of famous people.
Let me get in there. These should be tapes. Yep.
Secrets about the FBI's crime lab, the pharmaceutical industry's inner workings, Hollywood's real dramas.
All right, here are George Burns' tapes. Let's just see what he has to say.
There's only one reason why I wanted the show business. I fell in love with it. It's as simple as that. In fact, the more I flopped, the better I loved it.
Have you ever been terrified on the stage?
Do you still get nervous? It sounds like a joke. But I imagine you get nervous. You gotta have talent.
Fisher studies speech patterns, sentence structures, what jokes his subjects tell, and then he has to organize all the bits of information into a coherent story. Not so long ago, Fisher's profession was mostly a deep, dark secret.
Say 10 years ago, ghostwriting definitely had a sort of dirty name.
That's Madeline Morell, a literary agent for ghostwriters.
The same way as online dating had a dirty name.
Morell says those days are long gone.
And in fact, it has become a very significant subgenre in publishing. I mean, publishing is absolutely dependent on ghostwriters.
She estimates that if you look at the nonfiction bestseller list right now,
at least 60% of all those books, at least 60% are ghostwritten.
That's because celebrities sell books, but they can't necessarily write books. So what about the actual product? For that, I talked to Dan Paisner. He's ghosted almost 50 books. With Gilbert Gottfried, Denzel Washington.
I've been an autistic high school student. I've been a founder of the most successful urban fashion line. I was the 17-time Grand Slam champion.
Yep, he means Serena Williams.
I was a Holocaust survivor. What else? I was the 3-term Democratic mayor from New York City. I was the 3-term Republican governor from New York State.
But he readily admits he's not writing the next Moby Dick. His works often don't have a very long shelf life. He's often racing against the clock, the celebrity's 15 minutes of fame clock. So, while he can labor over a book for 2 years, he can also crank one out in 2 weeks, writing up to 35 pages a day. But regardless of how long it takes, he has one main goal.
The end game is to capture the tone, the voice, the essence of the subject that you're working with.
He recently did a book for surfer Izzy Paskowitz.
He comes from a legendary American surfing family. So the goal there was for his book to sound like a surfer dude, and there's no room in that experience for some ghostwriter from New York breathing down the reader's neck.
He started interviewing, gathering material, and then he started writing.
Didn't much matter to us kids if we woke up on a beach in Florida or Texas or Rhode Island or all the way down at the tip of the Baja Peninsula.
Or even the motel parking lot tucked way in the back where the street light didn't quite reach. As long as we could surf and hang out and make our little pieces of trouble.
That's Paisner in New York and the surfer himself in Southern California. Paskowitz says when he started working on the book, he had his doubts. Fast forward a year. He has taught Paisner how to surf, they have bonded over beers, and finally, Paskowitz sat down to read his own book for the first time.
It is my voice, it is my words, it is everything that I would say, and I was blown away, you know, how incredibly interesting, you know, my life was.
And his ghostwriter, Dan Paisner, says that's the point. Gabriela Emanuel, NPR News.